The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Movie. That's what I thought this whole Ferguson, Missouri thing was unfolding before our very eyes. And, you know, all day long, well, for that matter, how many weeks of hype have we had about this thing? It was almost like an invitation to riot. I just am totally perplexed by this. This is the, I'm in an odd position because normally I'm not devoid of opinions, right? That's what we as radio talk show hosts do. We watch a particular situation. Watch a news story, watch events, and, share our thoughts and welcome yours. I need the audience, this wonderful audience across the Northern Plains, to tell me what to make of this, because I'm totally perplexed here. I really am. I mean, it's almost like, first of all, race baiters are going to do what race baiters do. People that would... break into a McDonald's and raid, these stores downtown, this meat market and liquor stores. And, they were going to do what they were going to do. But it's almost as though they were being invited to do it. Right? I mean, the governor is hours before this thing is announced, talking about all the preparations for it. Right, the media has been there for breathlessly reporting nothing for days leading up to this thing. Here's the only solution I can come up with. Ban cameras from Ferguson, Missouri. No cameras. It's like a made-for-TV event. And a bad one at that. Maybe if you ban cameras, the riots and the chaos would end. And ban politicians from talking about preparations for rioting and calling for calm in advance of something that hasn't even happened yet, for crying out loud. I don't know. I'm just confused about this whole thing. And, never mind the grand jury that met for 25 days, heard from 60-plus witnesses, and, by the way, made up of, African-Americans, there were African-American witnesses. Are they racist, too? Are the African-American members of the grand jury racist? Are the grand jury witnesses that came and offered testimony on what happened, are they racist because it didn't allow for the indictment of this police officer? Had thousands of documents, they had pictures, they had everything. Really a sad chapter. But I'm not one to do this normally. I actually think the media and the politicians are as much to blame for all this chaos that happened last night as anything. How about the really dumb idea of having a decision and then delaying it till night? So you can get every crazy all geared up. The cameras are here, the reporters, they're waiting, the decision is going to be at, nighttime, here we go. What did you expect? It's like an invite for it or something. Anyway, Ferguson, Missouri, obviously on my mind. Is it on yours or could you care less? And what do you make of it? I need you to sort all this out for us today. All I can come up with is we ought to ban cameras and politicians. A very sad day for the presidency of the United States to have the president on live national television saying, don't throw things while a split screen has people throwing things. Don't tip over cars and they're lighting police cars on fire and tipping them over. At the same time, he's calling for calm. Ugh. Yet another hit for the legacy of President Obama. You are irrelevant. They're not listening. Just go quiet. Please. Anyway, this is what's on your mind. You found out what's on mine right out of the chute. Now I want to know what's on yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you care to email your comments in, some Facebook comments in on this already. Today on the program, let me tell you about some of our guests We're going to talk about something much more pleasant than Ferguson for a while today. We're going to talk about your Thanksgiving meal. There's a new survey out on the affordability of Thanksgiving dinner. Who do you think is responsible for the affordability of your Thanksgiving meal? And if you adjust this for inflation, prices have gone down. Who do we thank for that? I'll give you some time to ponder that, but that's one of our topics today. We're going to talk with Val Wagner, who is with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our fine sponsor on Tuesday. She is the Promotion and Education Committee Chair. So we're going to talk about that. Next hour, Al Jager will be here. Going to talk about some concerns about North Dakota's voter ID law. Do you think any changes are necessary there? Why don't you take on that today on the program as well, okay? 800-228-0550. Let's go to Moorhead, Minnesota. AM 1100, the flag listener, Paul, wants to weigh in on this Ferguson coverage. Paul, what's up?
Well, good morning. Yeah, last night I had the television on in the other room as I was working on the computer, and I heard the verdict came out, so I went to see what it was, and here Brian Williams from NBC News reporting, and this is his quote, "The grand jury failed to indict the officer," and he actually said that twice. Now, that's the media supposedly giving an unbiased report where actually he's just stirring the pot a little more, which is what the media has done through the whole thing.
Have they ever? That's why I say ban cameras from Ferguson. The riots will stop. There'll be no incentive to do it.
Yeah, but also it occurred to me, if you recall back in 69 with Charles Manson and that whole affair, he has got to be laughing because now his dream of starting a race war is as close as possible, closer than it's ever been, and it's being headed up by the national media and the administration with their inflammatory response to everything. That's about all I have to say about it.
Good points. Good points. Appreciate the call very much, Paul. Thank you. Here's another that came in during the break here.
Leon, hey, couldn't hang on. This is Dustin out of my Hondo. How much culpability does the media itself have for instigating this whole thing and manipulation, i.e. look at yourself when this thing first went down? I think the media has a whole lot to do with it, not just the race baiting. But there's something else going on here, and you're right on the whole civil unrest thing. Media instigates, media sits back, watches the flames burn. All I got.
Yeah, and the media is not alone in this, right? It's the media and the politicians that are playing this game. I think they're culpable in it. If if I were the Ferguson authorities, I'd say, no cameras. Sorry, and I know people go crazy. Oh, no transparency. Oh. Look, that's why it's happening. These people are playing for the cameras. Jason says, I, for one, am glad the community organizer shared his thoughts. Nothing like keeping the fires burning. Michelle says, I definitely don't think they should be getting media attention for this. Troy says, I agree. Less cameras, more tear gas. Leonard says, maybe you don't make the announcement at 8:30 p.m. either. For the life of me, I can't figure that out. Hype, 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 hype. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And by the way, we're going to do it at dark. We're going to do this. And then you tell everybody you're preparing for this stuff, so then they say, well, they're preparing for it, so let's crank it up. Marianne says, they should have been ignored when it first happened. There's no coverage in actions like this elsewhere. As was said very early on, they didn't make a fuss when a black cop killed a white kid. If you want a fair, then you should be reporting on both. I think the city should kick the news media's butt out. If they aren't making the news, the rebel rousers will leave town and find a new place to make trouble. I completely agree. Linton is where Chris is listening to 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Chris?
I was just wondering what, say this was a black police officer shot a white man, and he had, hundreds of thousands of white people rioting and protesting. What would the black community say about that? Because it seems like every time, you know, a white officer is doing his job, which, you know, it ain't really the officer's fault that he got called into that situation, you know, but it's frustrating for us people in this state, I guess, because it's like, do you really have to riot and burn buildings and act like crazy people?
And, you know, I mean, they're culpable, right? Anybody that's doing this stuff, and I guess there were like 29 arrests or whatever, so they found them. But, you know, and I, for some reason, I'm more irritated by the media that seems to be, you know, breathlessly anticipating this and creating what they are breathlessly anticipating. And same with some of the politicians there that are talking about, you know, calling for calm and all these preparations before something that hasn't even happened yet. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's very weird. And to your point, Chris, you know, those that are culpable for doing it, regardless of whether the cameras are there or the you know, the officials have anticipated, are the true culprits. You're right, but I'm irritated at the media. Are you? 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8GB 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plan a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Anything goes. What's on your mind? Just tell us. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Nice and slow. That's 800-228-0550. I need some good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense to sort out this situation in Ferguson. And if you don't care, I don't blame you. So darn predictable. It's unbelievable. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org, Great website, great resource for great bargains and great savings when you're a member. Buying a new vehicle, save money. I know folks that buy fleets and save on every vehicle. And by the way, the discount you get from being a Farm Bureau member on your vehicle purchase is above and beyond anything you get at the dealer. It's a good deal. Cell phone plans, hotel room stays, all kinds of great examples of savings you'll find at ndfb.org. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of Chris Rock's concert where he's talking about O.J. Simpson, and he said, my blackness won't allow me to convict him. And then all the black people in the audience started laughing, or all the audience started laughing, because they knew that O.J. had done it. And this is another example of a Zimmerman and O.J., let's keep the race bait going. So thank you much.
Yeah, and from an industry, from a group of folks that perpetuate it so that they have something to bemoan. That's what really irritates me. You know, and I think some folks in Ferguson are responsible for that. I think the president, attorney general, down there early on, stirring it up. It's almost like they're there to stir it so they can say, see, it still exists. It's very bizarre. And, you know, the media is culpable as well. I think we'd had a very different situation in Ferguson if there had been no media coverage of this. This was a made-for-TV event. Michelle and Garrison, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. You can put me in the I don't really care category because I think this is real stupid. But what I remember in the beginning is that this guy that got killed was wreaking havoc in two different business establishments, and nobody talks about that. You know, just because the cop, you know, responded to those two incidents, you know, if he wasn't causing problems to begin with, and he was home studying or whatever he was supposed to be doing, shouldn't have been out there causing problems.
That'd be a lot simpler solution, wouldn't it, Michelle?
Well, nobody talks about that, you know, what got him out on the streets that night. And that was just in the very beginning. I remember they were talking about those two instances, but that gets buried.
Yeah, and I've gone through the transcript of the actual events of the night, very different than some of the things we heard in the media earlier on that, by the way, fueled all these days where the protests in the beginning. You know, facts were hard to come by.
And why is that? Because they didn't want that to be the case. They wanted it to be their way so they could put their story out there just to do exactly like you said, cause problems.
No, I was putting myself in the shoes of this police officer at the time all this was happening, knowing what actually happened, and obviously all these witnesses, they had 60-plus witnesses, 25 days worth of testimonies, thousands of documents that laid out the facts in this case. Can you imagine being him and then seeing all these things that are a completely different view that caused all this mess in the first place? Again, right. somewhat media-driven. Share your frustration, Michelle. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Sam, on the road, listening to 550K Fire, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Sam, what's on your mind?
Yeah, if you are driving a car and somebody's robbing a bank and you're just out sitting there driving a car, you get arrested for the crime that's committed. So why aren't we arresting these race baiters and these people that are poking the boar? I mean, it's ridiculous that these people are doing it. They know what they're saying is a lie. They need to be held accountable and culpable for all the damages and all the destruction.
Yeah, should it be legal to incite a riot?
No. They need to not. That's the whole point. They should be put in jail for their action. All these people that go out on national television and tell lies to people, which incites a riot, they should be going to jail.
That's a very good point. We ought to go back chapter and verse of all the stuff that was said that incited that original riot that, you know, led to all this hoopla that we've dealt with these last number of months since this happened, and hold them accountable. Good idea. Appreciate the call. Jim in Fargo listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to just comment on that police officer. You know, people don't say that poor man's life is over. That poor man's his job, his career, his family's at risk, everything. I'm sure he was sitting here saying, oh, my life's going too good. I think I'll go kill a black kid and have my life, my career destroyed, have everything done. I mean, if people would stop and think for 1 second. they would they could put themselves in that man's shoes. That, you know, and probably some mistakes were made on both sides a little bit. I don't know, but obviously the overwhelming evidence said that he was justified in what he did. But I mean, if anybody would stop and think that he would do that on purpose and would do that defending himself, where the hell is their brains?
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, I didn't know this until I read some of the transcript, but evidently the officer was on a call responding to a sick infant. Happened to be an African-American family that had a young baby that was ill. He was on that call waiting for the ambulance to arrive. And this incident with the robbery and the cigars being stolen by Brown happened while he was on that call. So,
the family's asked themselves, if the kid had not smoked marijuana and if he had not robbed that store, would this have happened? No.
Yeah. I know. Just it makes too much sense, though, Jim. I hear you. That's the frustrating part of this. Thanks for the call. Mike in Newtown, tell me your take.
Hey, Scott, you're a good show. You know, I'm really confused by the surprise of what happened down in Ferguson. You know, when the president and the IRS can ignore the rule of law, you know, the signals coming from the administration, it's not surprising what's happening there.
You connect those dots? You think the folks that are tipping over police cars and lighting them on fire and looting liquor stores think, well, there's no rules?
Well, they're ignoring, you know, what the grand jury came down with. You know, and the law is the grand jury found him, you know, there was no reason for any charges, and they're ignoring the law.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing as what the administration, the IRS, has been sending them signals to the American people. You know, they obviously can get away with it.
Yeah. The interesting point, Mike. Thanks. Jerry in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. God's country of Otter Tail County. What's on your mind?
It is. No question, God's country. A couple things. First of all, I don't typically watch CNN, but, you know, just to get a spin to what was happening on the other side. You're calling in Van Jones, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, well, now he's a CNN commentator, right? His spin on this morning was that, well, the prosecutor presented too much evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
So, oh, yeah.
Can you believe this?
I know.
The excuses these people will come up with.
Yeah. And then the other point, Scott, is, okay, so you've got the National Guard mobilized for a week, state of emergency declared. And the governor puts the National Guard in areas surrounding Ferguson.
Now, I didn't figure that out either. Jerry, good points. Up against the break. Thanks for calling.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hennett from the What's on Your Mind program. And, you know, I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's on Your Mind. And whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day, your choice. 2 cookies, start with that, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59, Deli Express. Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib. They're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, a 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
National Weather Service in Grand Forks has issued a winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow in effect from 6 p.m. this evening to 9 a.m. Wednesday. Also, Bismarck National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory for snow and drifting snow today and tonight. We're talking total snow accumulations 3 to 4 inches expected from Crosby to Bodno and Minot to Garrison and Harvey, Bismarck and Jamestown to Linton and Oaks. Around 2 inches of snow can be expected in the southwest, also in the Turtle Mountain areas. This is a system that's moving southeast across the region, bringing accumulating snow today and tonight. So it'll begin in the west this morning, central North Dakota this afternoon, and as I mentioned, then Grand Forks winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow, 6 p.m. this evening through 9 a.m. tomorrow. All right? So winds are going to increase. Visibilities will be reduced. The eastern end of the state, 3 to 5 inches with localized amounts of up to 6 in Ransom, Sargent, and Barnes County. Lighter snow amounts expected to the north and east of the heaviest snow band. But some wind chills tonight, and so we're going to be watching all that closely for you. All right, we're going to talk turkey in a moment here with Val Wagner from the Farm Bureau. In the meantime, I want to get Jan and Stacy in here who have been waiting to weigh in. Jan, in South Central North Dakota, listening to 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Okay, like I said, I am just curious to know. Now, I know most of these people that are doing the riding and everything right now are too young to even remember what went on years ago, but they should maybe ask their parents and grandparents, what was Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy, and what would he think of all this? He was a peaceful man, and I definitely don't think he would approve of what's going on, and I think they should probably stop and give that a thought.
No kidding. Martin Luther King, on the whole idea of civil rights and race relations, be a breath of fresh air in the middle of this crowd that are really race baiters, that are inciting riots. This is a cottage industry for them, and that's what we have to call out. Good point, Jan. Good reminder. Stacy and Fargo listening on AM 1100. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, you talked about instigating the hate. If you remember last summer, I mean, in Fargo, wasn't it Senator Joshua Boji that helped set up a rally to support the protesters in Ferguson? If that's not horrendous, why bring it to North Dakota? I mean, it's just like stepping over several state lines just to continue the hate.
Yeah, and there were organized events all across the country last night. I don't know if any happened in North Dakota. I'd forgotten about that, Stacey, here. But, yeah, that's, you know, that is pandering. That's pandering for votes to an element that's and I am to believe the media are culpable in a lot of this. I think politicians, you know, yeah, this is there's a lot of folks that we can point a finger at here. It's a sorry saga to watch, really is.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Okay. Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate you sharing what's on your mind here today. Interesting take. We'll return to all this in a minute. I want to talk about something much more pleasant right now, though. Thanksgiving, family, a good meal. Val Wagner is here. Val is the head of the Promotion and Education Committee for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And there's a new survey out on the affordability of Thanksgiving dinner that should really cause us to just pause a moment here. Pretty amazing. Val, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you, too.
So, do I understand correctly that the Thanksgiving feast will be 21% cheaper today than in 1986 if we adjusted for inflation? Is that right?
That is correct. How
Why?
Great is it?
How great is it? Yeah.
Exactly. That we can feed a family of 10 for under $50 still today. You know, you look at, you know, what we can do with that kind of money today. You know, $50 doesn't seem to go far. But we can, you can buy turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, carrots, celery, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, you know, coffee, milk. You know, there's always plenty of leftovers for the next day, you know, up to the next week. You're talking about a 16-pound turkey and, you know, feed a family of 10 for under $50. What a great country we live in.
Yeah, I think this is something that the reason I appreciate you crunching those numbers for us a little bit and talking about this today. I think we take it for granted, right? We don't have any idea, but you've actually run the numbers on this. And when you talk about, again, a Thanksgiving meal for 10 folks for 49 some odd dollars, that's really incredible. And again, adjusted for inflation, 20% less than what it cost you in 1986. It's unbelievable. Now, why? How does this happen?
Well, you look at a lot of different factors. And, you know, some of it has to do with, you know, farmers are raising more crops on less land. We're doing things more economically. And not only that, but you're also able to, you know, shoppers are also shopping smarter. Now, when the survey was done, you know, there was 179 volunteer shoppers that American Farm Bureau had go out. This is the 29th informal survey that we did. They actually had the shoppers look for the best possible prices out there, but it was without taking advantage of, like, special promotional deals. So it wasn't like they received a free turkey if you spent $50, things like that. So this was actually looking at, you know, the best possible prices. So, you know, these were people who actually went out and shopped smart. So, you know, these are deals that you can find at your local grocery stores. You just have to spend your money wisely.
And a nice service that the Farm Bureau does. How long has this been happening?
This is the 29th informal price survey that we've done. So it's kind of an interesting way to kind of keep track of where, you know, your dollars get spent and you know, where the price differences are and a great way to kind of keep track of that. And it's kind of interesting to see where some of your price differences are. You know, your sweet potatoes are where the price increase was. Your turkey actually has gone down a little bit. And so it's kind of interesting to see, you know, turkey production is actually down a little bit, but you still should be able to find, you know, any turkey that you are looking for in the store.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry looking at this list, by the way. Stuffing down, turkey down, fresh cranberries prices down, pie shells prices down, rolls, the prices down. So the things that went up, you mentioned sweet potatoes, whipping cream, milk just a little bit, right? Pumpkin pie mix. But this is a neat deal. This survey's been going on since 1986, and, you know, not out clipping coupons and everything, just kind of doing this randomly throughout 35 states to talk about really a really stable price and the fact that it's, $5 per serving, less than what you'd pay at some, drive-thru somewhere for a meal of all meals on Thanksgiving. This is a testament to the American farmer, Val, in my mind.
Yes, definitely. Well, and you think about it, your Thanksgiving dinner isn't usually just a single meal either. A Thanksgiving dinner usually goes on to serve, several meals later. You look at your Thanksgiving turkey usually continues on, lives on for a week or so as far as, several different meals, several different ways to serve it. You look now, Pinterest and other avenues that people start to see, how you can reuse the turkey and different things like that. So this isn't just a one meal option. You start to see where your leftovers are reused.
Well, in fact, I would argue that the best meal comes later in some of those leftovers. Right?
I definitely agree with that too.
Good point though. You're getting a little extra bang for the buck. You're using the rolls again, using the leftover turkey, or there's a lot of goodies that come from that. This is an amazing story. Now, how many things can we say that about? That here we are, how many years later, to have a decrease with inflation in a meal. It's pretty amazing. Anything else you want to share, Val?
No, again, it's just a testament as to, our farm families are doing it right, and we're able to pass those savings on to the consumer and to those who are in the grocery store, realizing those savings at home. And we appreciate it as much as they do.
Pretty amazing. There's another stat I'm looking at here. The average cost of the dinner remained around $49 since 2011. If we go back to 1986, the meal was $28.74, but again, we got to factor in inflation, right? So then you factor in inflation, and you're actually 21% lower when you do the inflation-adjusted cost. So, 1986, it was $28.74, $24.70 in 89, broke $30 in 96. And just has literally creeped up. I mean, the price in 2013, $49.04, and $49.41 right now. So this is really interesting to see how you do this, and to know that busy families without a lot of time, get a heck of a deal here. Put all this together, so it's really good. And you guys did a little survey on takeout too, right? Or
yeah.
Eating out.
Right, and a lot of restaurants and supermarkets, have the Thanksgiving meals that are ready to eat, or, you can get all your fixings ready to go. And a lot of those are available in that $50 to $75 range. And they're completely packaged, ready to go. You just have to set them on the table. And, that's a great option, too. And you still have the same fixings, everything. It may be just a tad bit more per serving, but when you have no time to put into, thawing out your turkey, things like that, you have to look at, that's usually a good 4 or 5 days process, just getting the meal prepared. That's a great option as well.
Bob and West Hope, do you have a Thanksgiving recipe you want to share with us? You're going to give us a family secret? Is that what I understand? Or are you looking for one, Bob? Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Are you sharing a family secret for a Thanksgiving recipe, or are you looking for one?
Well, I'm here.
All right, hang on. Bob's going to tell us this in a minute. Val, thank you. Good news for your Thanksgiving meal. We appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher. From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, thanks to Val Wagner. I found another stat, by the way. The calories we're going to consume on Thanksgiving Day. 4,500 calories in a typical Thanksgiving meal, including appetizers, drinks, and desserts. Don't worry about it. Don't count them. Eat them. And nice to know it's... very cost-effective, too. Thank you to Val Wagner from the Farm Bureau for some good news today. I needed that. By the way, we're going to chat with Bob and West Hope in a moment here. He had a recipe he wanted to share, I think. But before we do that, we have to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Heidi Marnegard is going to talk about our farmers' role in that Thanksgiving meal. Tell me more.
We are blessed in this country to have a safe, abundant food supply that is very affordable compared to other parts of the world. With advances in technology, farmers are able to produce more of the products needed for food while having less land to farm every year due to expanding cities. A farmer isn't one to expect a thank you for what they do, but it wouldn't hurt to take the time to say thank you for all that they do for us. As you sit down this Thanksgiving, look around the table. Everything from the cotton tablecloth to the pumpkin pie started its existence on a farm.
Very good point. We can remember all that on Thanksgiving. Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. We bring you our Tuesday broadcast of What's on Your Mind. Okay, Bob, I'm no longer able to take the suspense. So what do you got for us in the way of a Thanksgiving recipe there right out of West Hope Thanksgiving?
Little bit of to and first. But anyway, a lot of people will have turkey and ham. The ham thing is what you got to consider yourself onto. You get a frozen bread dough, one of them frozen lumps that makes a loaf of bread, or you can make your own bread dough, stretch it out, roll it over the top of that ham, stretch it all across the ham, you know, so you're covered. Don't put a cover on it or anything. Put it in the oven, and you cook it, and when that bread is golden brown, like it's done, like you make a loaf of bread and it's done, that's when your ham is done too. And then you eat that bread right away as an appetizer with lots of butter.
Oh my goodness.
My mouth
is watering from that.
Yeah, because you get your ham all soaked up from that into that bread with your onions that you have in there and whatever else you got in with your ham that you do. It just brings it right into the bread. And it's best when it's eaten. Just take it off. It's like a big shell. You can break it off and put a little butter on it, whatever, and go at it.
So are you more of a ham guy than a turkey guy, Bob?
No, I'm both. Okay. I'm both. I got to eat both of them. So, no. But at our place, any place where like here, we have to have both.
I hear you. By the way, Saturday, out with my friends from Cloverdale tailgating at the Bison game, they did a little preparation they thought might serve folks well for leftovers after Thanksgiving, ham and pineapple kebabs. So if you have any ham left over, you might want to pick up some pineapple and do some kebabs. They did a little glaze, a little chipotle powder, and a little brown sugar glaze on them, then threw them on the grill. Very good.
Yes,
good
stuff. Another thing, too, when you have your dressing and your ham, chop your ham and turkey up a little bit, mix it in with your dressing, and then put it on the waffle iron and may have ham and ham turkey dressing waffles for breakfast.
Holy buckets. Now you're talking.
Good. A little
good
bit
stuff.
Of syrup on it and a butter, and there you go.
All right, Bob. Good stuff. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Here's one came in during the break.
Scott, question for you. Michelle Bachmann gave an interview to Breitbart last week in which she said that the Republican leadership in the House, which of course includes Speaker Boehner, have no intention whatever of engaging the president regarding his illegal amnesty declaration. They are planning just to go along, to get along. They will not engage him. Can you find out if Kevin Cramer supports that position or if Kevin Cramer is with Michelle Bachmann and is going to resist the president and fight the president and stop the president on this illegal amnesty? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Congressman Cramer will be here tomorrow, so we'll ask that question of him certainly tomorrow. He did talk about last week, though, plans on the legal front. So I don't know when we say confront the president on his immigration plans, what exactly the definition of that is. But I know there's plans to challenge this in court, and they've been working on some of the constitutional questions of the president already. So I think there's work that's going to happen on that front. But I don't know if that's what Congresswoman Bachmann meant or not. We've been actually trying an effort in an interview with her as well, because she's wrapping up her days as a member of the U.S. House. And something tells me Michelle Bachmann will not go quietly. She will be a strong voice with that titanium spine right till the very end. Some more of your comments on our Facebook page on the question of whether or not the solution for less anarchy, if that's the correct term, down in Ferguson, Missouri, might be to remove all TV cameras and ban politicians from describing preparations and calling for calm in advance of something that hasn't happened yet. They're growing and interesting. Check them out at our Facebook page and give us a call. More coming up to find out what's on your mind straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.